It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, welcome Fairbanks to another episode of the Compo Outdoor Show, where we talk about everything from hunting, fishing, access, gun rights, politics, hiking, believe it or not, all kinds of fun outdoor stuff. The reason we live in Alaska, the reason my grandfather came here in 1938, started the business in 1945. So we're celebrating our 77th year in business at Compos. And so I always, I love to get on the air and talk to people and talk about different things. We've had people on, I've had my daughters on a couple episodes called Growing Up Compo and some of the fun we had early on. And so we also like to talk about new businesses, and today we're going to talk about a local business that has to do in the, with the gun industry. It's called Shooters. So what we're going to do with Shooters is it's a shooting simulator, and the technology on this has changed so much that we want to kind of talk about it. I brought a guest in. Our operations manager is Josh Horner, and he's going to discuss kind of what Shooters is and some of the things you can do there. One thing, full disclosure, I'm a part owner in Shooters, so I'm shamelessly plugging the business, but I get to do that when I have your own radio show. So welcome, Josh.
Hello.
So Josh, I've known for quite a few years over at Compos, working over at Compos for quite a while. We've had, he's been kind of the go-to guy at Shooters, and Shooters is a high-tech shooting simulator. It's upstairs in the Roundup Steakhouse and Saloon down there on South Cushman. And if you haven't been there and played, you probably want to. It's a lot of fun. Josh, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I know you were always into shooting since I've known you. When did you start getting into it? And tell me just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised in Fairbanks. I graduated Lathrop 03. I was blessed enough to be raised in a family that did hunting and fishing and all the outdoor stuff. My father and my uncle taught me at a very, very young age gun safety and how to handle and go out shooting. So we always really grew up just in the outdoors and going. We never trophy hunted, and it was always for food.
Putting meat in the freezer.
Putting meat in the freezer is what it was all about. So every hunting season, we were out there and wintertime trying to get little stuff and, you know, fishing in the summertime. And
you ever do any trapping or pretty much just?
I didn't trap young. I trapped more when I was a little bit older. Living down in Healy, working at the coal mine, did some trapping down there.
Okay,
wolf trapping.
Worked for Usabelli. Huh?
Yep. Okay. I worked for Usabelli for a few years down there in their parts department as well.
Good.
So got to do a lot of trapping and a lot of outdoor stuff while I was down there as well. So that was a whole lot of fun, you know, and then.
So you were addicted at an early age. To guns.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. Yep. And have been since.
Yeah. So I get a lot of people that come through Shooters that mention to me later, they go, boy, that guy's really good. You know, he knows his stuff and he's good. And so that we're really happy to have you as a basic operations manager there. Tell me what do you do? I know what you do, but tell the people out there kind of what you do and let's talk first about what this shooting simulator is and what makes it different than maybe what they had 5 or 6 years ago.
What's really cool about this is that, well, first off, they are not federally licensed firearms. They are actually airsoft guns that are full size and weight replicas, true to their counterparts. Right now we're running 6 hours and they're CO2 and green gas guns. What we do is we remove the capability to put any airsoft BBs, so there's not an actual projectile being put downrange.
Completely safe.
It's completely safe. I've had four-year-olds shooting this on a simulator. It's pretty amazing. Because they're not federally licensed firearms, it's all ages can shoot it. So what we do is there's a little laser that we attach to the bottom of the Picatinny rail, the front of the pistol, and I've got a 12-foot projector screen. And then I've got an infrared camera that senses the laser. So as you pull the trigger, and there is actual little recoil from the CO2, it initiates a laser burst and goes downrange. What I do when I get new shooters in there is I have them calibrate it to their own vision. Everyone's vision is different.
Sure.
You look at iron sights, completely different. So I have them sight it into their vision, and then we run through simulations. Now, it depends on what you want to do. Do you want to go there and just play some games? Do you want to shoot some zombies, some Wild West shootouts? Or do you want to actually do some defensive handgun drills?
Right.
I've also got carnival drills and stuff, shooting ducks for kids and things like that. Balloon animals. There's a
lot of first-time shooters in there?
A lot of first-time shooters. And that's what makes it great is because, you know, if you go to the range with a first-time shooter and you give them a gun, the recoil and the noise can scare them off.
Right.
Like it can
Intimidation factor.
They're
worried they could do something wrong. They could shoot someone else in the foot or something.
You know, do something stupid. Yeah. And now we still treat these like they're real firearms. You're not allowed to just wave these things around. You're not pointing at anyone. You're still
following the main three rules.
Yep. We're still following the rules. But you can have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people that just go in and do the games or the training, and
So who makes the system?
So it's TI Training out of Colorado makes the system. We've got licensing from them for the entire state, so that makes it kind of cool for us.
So if somebody wanted to buy one for their man cave?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nice. Yeah, we can totally sell one for the man cave. I guess one of my more long-term goals is we could set this up to do actually like league play,
like
a pool league or a dart league.
Sure. In the winters especially.
I'm actually working with TI Training right now to do a scoreboard and leaderboard so where we can set up teams and we can actually start tracking progress week to week.
Well, what's neat about this is you're not blasting through brass, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can go out there and really zone in your game, your shooting game, every month of the year, every week if you wanted to, and you're not blowing through brass. You just pay the fee for the facility, and I guess the more friends you have, the cheaper it gets per person, probably down to about $20 an hour or something.
Yeah.
So you can shoot unlimited rounds for about $20-$25 an hour. That's pretty good. Do the math on that.
Yeah. So put it this way. I just did a kid's 21 birthday party, 21st birthday party just the other day, and him and his buddies came in and they ran a drill and I can run up to four people at the same time. So it's not just one person shooting at the same time. I can set up four shooters at the same time.
Okay.
And they ran through a drill and it was about a 3-minute drill and they shot 233 times in 3 minutes.
Well, the computer tells you.
At the end of the drill, it showed that they shot 233 times.
Sure.
And in that hour, I mean, and I'm refilling their CO2, so when they're running out, I'm keeping them going, so you still have that recoil to play with. But I mean, in an hour, I can see four people shoot over 1,000 times easily.
Wow. Yeah,
they're shooting to the point where when they're leaving, their shoulders and their hands are tired.
Just like if you were shooting real guns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what makes it so fun. And when they're leaving, they're like, man, that would have been $300 to $500 worth of ammo, you can even get the ammo right now. That's the big thing, too.
That's why we were intrigued by this whole industry. There's a company called Whiskey Shot back in Tennessee that a couple of our investors went and played and visited there, and it's really becoming popular with the price and unavailability of ammo. This gives you the ability to stay in good practice with your shooting skills, to be with friends, you know, not have to have stinky bowling shoes. You don't need bowling shoes at Shooters.
Nope. And you know what? You can drink a beer while you're doing it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, you can have – now, we're not letting anyone getting all messed up, but you can have a beer.
If you're of legal age.
Yes. Right? Yes, thank you. If you're of legal age, you can actually do that. Yeah,
so. And it's upstairs at the Roundup. Gene Lenny over there has been really fantastic. We got a nice dedicated room upstairs. So you go up there, and it's kind of funny because there's a bar and restaurant downstairs, and people will hear the shooting going upstairs. And, what's that? And they'll walk upstairs and go, hey, this is pretty cool. But we do. We have tell us about – I mean, you can do birthday parties. You can do kids' parties. You can do special events, fundraisers. We got a fundraiser coming up for Kevin McKinley there on the 18th. In fact, I ought to mention that Kevin's a big pro-gun advocate, and his opponent has got some legislation coming out that's horrible. Absolutely terrible, like regarding concealed carry. You know, it's just unbelievable, some of the pushback that you don't hear about. Well, we're going to talk about it on the 18th. That's Tuesday the 18th at Shooters, upstairs there at the Roundup from 5 to 7:30, basically. So people are going to be able to come down there and just shoot and try it out. Recommend a small donation to Kevin McKinley for his pro-gun stance and his political campaign. So those are the things that we can do. We can do fundraisers, special events, parties.
Business events,
yeah. If you want to have a company party, like you'd have
team building exercises.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is good. I mean, it's really got a lot of stuff. But and I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the different programs. There's hundreds or thousands of different programs. Talk about some of the popular ones.
So there's two different programs I've got. I've got one that's Gunfighter that's more like let's play around, have some fun, do your little bit of shooting. And then I've got an actually training program. That's the one that TI Training originally did for law enforcement training. What it is it's active shooter scenarios. So, I mean, there are hundreds of different active shooter scenarios. I've got
movie theaters.
I've got school shootings. I've got church shootings. I've got home invasions. I've got so many different things. And what's really neat about it is if you call me ahead of time before reservations and you know you want to do something, say I got a church group that wants to cater to doing active shooter simulations like that, I can actually build a file full of shooting simulations specific for them before they actually come in. If they let me know what they want to do, I can build and cater to them. And what's neat about the one training simulation is that after we run the active shooter simulation, we can go back through and we can review the shooting. So what's neat about these active shooter simulations is you can't just start shooting the bad guy. Like, it's more real life. You have to wait until the threat presents itself before you can actually engage.
Or what happens? It doesn't fire?
You can shoot at it and nothing will happen.
Okay.
And you can't actually drop the suspect until the threat, you know, the knife, the gun, the crowbar, or he's coming at you, presents itself.
Or dog.
Yep, there's a dog canines. One too. There's a canine coming at you. But what's neat about it is on the review part of it, we can show when the threat presented itself and how long it took you to engage the threat. So then we can go back and review that. I can also simultaneously record your reaction from the side. Oh. So say you miss, I can see if maybe you healed up or why you might have missed the shot, where you might have hesitated.
So it's real educational. You can learn what you're doing wrong, why you're not scoring high, how to improve your shooting skills.
Yep. I can tell you from me personally, just going through the training and stuff, I felt proficient before I started doing this, but after going through this shooting and doing with it, I'm a lot better shooter now. When I go to the actual range and shoot a real firearm,
wow,
it really has helped my personal skills, especially when I took the Chuck Indreedham's the C4 training, his self-defense handgun class one. Like, the shooting was much better than I thought I was going to be just from using the simulator.
And while it's a lot of fun and there's a lot of cool stuff, alley fights, Wild West shootouts, gun draws, movie theater shootings. There's even a lot of non-shooting scenarios where it's kind of a de-escalation training. There's a lot of avenues of this for the listeners out there. If you've got a company, if you've got, you know, how many of your staff that deal with the public would even know how to handle an irate person that might have a gun on them?
Say at a hospital.
Yeah.
Say you got an irate husband that wants to get to his wife.
Yeah.
Now you got a nurse that's going to deal with it differently than a security guard is.
So we've got some training coming up for that. We've got some handgun training. We're going to have women's self-defense classes, like where you can see home invasion. They have scenarios where somebody's crawling up a stairwell or up in a dark window or in a dark room. And you can actually, you know, where else can you practice that? You can't really practice it. You can go out on the range fully daylight and practice shooting, but that doesn't do anything with your adrenaline. It doesn't do anything for dark.
Doesn't make your palms sweat.
Yeah. So the technology is really amazing. It's so realistic. Everybody that comes through there just can't believe how realistic it is. Not only the scenarios, the big screen, the 130-inch screen, it's also it's just the realism, the sound. You got sound, weight, recoil. You got all those factors that are going to make you're going to make it seem like you're really there, and it's pretty cool. We're talking with Josh Horner, Operations Manager of Shooters, and we're going to be right back after this message and talk some more about shooting.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed: Compos' passion for getting you outdoors. and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say, and that's treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, and don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back on his fine Saturday. This is Craig Compo with the Compo Outdoor Show. Today we're talking about Shooters, which is a new business in town that's really cool. I like it. Like I said before, full disclosure, I'm a part owner in the business, so I plug it a little extra hard, but I really do like the technology. It's got so much fun factor to it, and it's got serious factor too. If you're really into improving your game, you can go in there for an hour and just shoot away unlimited rounds. Better if you bring buddies, because you divvy up the cost and you're down around $20 an hour or so, depending on your number of participants is. And it's also more fun. Everybody's competitive. There's so many different. The games and challenges and concepts, and it doesn't get old. You can keep switching them around. Josh Horner, my guest, who's the operations manager, he sits at the computer, don't you? Basically, what are you doing while everybody's having fun shooting?
So, first off, I run them through how the system works. I get them to calibrate the sighting again, and then normally what'll happen is everyone wants to do the zombies, the Wild West, the Chaos City, which is the gang shooting and stuff where there's no good guys and whatnot. and they go
kill
through
the bad guys.
Yep. And then after that, I start getting them a little more competitive. I feel out who's there, and normally what I'll have them do is start running drills. And I've got some defensive handgun drills. I got a shoot house drill. I got target recognition drills. I've got target acquisition drills that are timed. So what ends up happening is I get these guys that show up one at a time, and they start competing with each other and see who can get the best time. So
Nice. That's
when things really start to get fun with these guys, because I start writing down their times, and everyone starts talking a little trash. And I'm not just at the computer, though. I'm also getting up and making sure to reload their CO2 and keep them going. I'm showing.
How many shots typically do you get out of a cartridge?
So out of the cartridge with the six that we're running, you can get 30 to 40 good shots out of it. But the great thing with the SIGs we're running is they're double action. So even if you're in the middle of a drill and you run out of CO2, you can still keep firing and the double action will initiate.
When you get to a break point, then you can just slap. Yeah. It takes, 5 seconds?
Or I'll mess with them. If I feel like I want to get it a little more intense, I'll say mag change quick, and I'll make them do it in the middle of the drill.
Just like practice,
real situation. I'll have a mag set up ready to go. Yeah. I'll make them pop the mag out and tap and rack and keep going at it.
So a week from today, we'll be at the outdoor show that next weekend, and that's going to be that's going to be exciting. We're moving the system. That's what one thing is we'll talk about in a minute, the portability of these systems. But we're going to move it over to the outdoor show. Last year, we were in a separate room. This year, we're going to be in the main center area. We're going to have you only stand 10 or 15 feet from the screen. It's very realistic. And so we'll get that. Josh does all the teardown and setup, so we'll get that set up over there. you'll be able to plug away. People will probably be a little bit curious about it when they're, you know, looking at four-wheelers just down the street and they hear all this gunfire going off.
It's going to get loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can control. The one nice thing is we can control the speaker noise. Yeah. So we won't be crazy loud. You won't hear it, say, at the curling club. but you'll be able to go over there and try it for yourself for just a few bucks, 10, 15 bucks. We'll have a little demo system where you go pling away for, you know, a clip or whatever you're going to do. And then after that, we're going to just let people, we'll have a little flyer. You can, if you're interested in league play, if you want to take some classes, we are going to have the ability for some certified trainers to teach defensive handgun classes, home invasion stuff, de-escalation.
Yep.
There's just a lot of different scenarios.
We've been talking with some of the local NRA instructors about how to maybe improve the system to where we can actually incorporate this simulation system with some also live fire stuff in an actual range.
Nice.
So that's something that is we're looking at in the future that could be something really beneficial for this town as well.
Speaking of the future, I remember we had a lot of Zoom conferences with the manufacturers, and I always ask the question, what is on the horizon that you're most excited about? And they've got some really cool technology coming with you'd actually put on a set of goggles that introduce things like fog, lightning, smoke, something into an existing scenario that isn't actually on the screen, but you don't know it isn't. Somebody could pop out of a smoky room with a firearm. So there's all kinds of what that would do is each scenario would add more sub-scenarios. Like right now, tell us about the sub-scenarios.
Yep. So right now with the sub-scenarios, it's kind of neat. So if we're going through, say I got a group of people and there's only one person running the simulation and everyone else is watching what just happened. So then the next guy shows up and he thinks he knows exactly what's about to happen. Well, I can actually branch off the situation and make it completely different. So I can change it up on you. I can actually force fail you to where and then reload you as well. So that's kind of a neat and adds a little versatility of the
simulations.
Sure.
So nobody thinks they have an advantage by, hey, I've seen this before.
Yeah, exactly. Scenario,
I think one of the examples of that, I remember watching it, was here's this dark office room burglary and somebody is you walk into this room and you're armed and you see this guy and he pulls up a 357 or something and he points it at you. Well, you shoot him. Well, the next scenario, he's got an office. He grabs an office stapler. You know, so what do you do there? Now, he may still go down, but at least you know what a threat presents itself. Is it a handgun? Is it a stapler? Is it a cup of coffee? Whatever. So there are those kinds of sub-scenarios.
Yep, and that's other drills that I have as well where it's pop-up targets that, you know, say they're holding a purse or they're holding a pistol, and you have to be able to, you know, get on target and see if that's actually a threat or not.
So we've got a really good website. I love it. It's so thorough, and you can schedule your own time. You know, it's like a golf tee times. You schedule the time online. You go in there, you can pay for it online. You can tell the number of players, you can do that kind of stuff. But you want to schedule at least a day in advance. Most people, it's, you know, like the 4 to 9 p.m. Time frame, more on weekends and weekdays, but it's getting expanded. So the hours will be more amenable to folks that have, maybe they want to shoot earlier, and it just depends on if that schedule is open. Mm-hmm. But the website, shootersalaska.com, you want to go there and check it out. There are like 1,200 scenarios. We always joke our favorite one is ladies fighting on a boat dock or girls fighting on a boat dock. It's not even a real shooting scenario. It just intrigued us, so we went right to it. Because who doesn't want to watch ladies fighting on a boat dock? So, but those are things that are, like in that particular case, it's a scenario that gets really heated. People get pushed off the dock, but it's not a shooting scenario. So there are shooting and non-shooting scenarios.
Yep. It's a de-escalation scenario
on
that one.
Right, yep. And that's, again, something we're working on with some certified instructors that would be able to train. That should be coming up in the next month or so. Train a group of people that have a local business on how to de-escalate something. It's whether it's a hospital, a native corporation office, a bank, a gas station. Anybody, a nutcase can walk in anywhere. And
cars, Fred Meyer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, look, just read the paper. I mean, look what happens at the Safeway parking lot. Things like that. So, the point is, you should train your people at least on how to de-escalate. You don't want them to do the wrong thing. That can turn into a shooting if somebody's armed. But there are really intelligent ways to de-escalate. There's things you say. There's body movements you can recognize. So all of this training is going to be available through Shooters, and we're pretty excited about it. There's a lot of opportunities there. Let's talk about the portability of this unit.
So the unique thing about this is that we can break it down and set it just about anywhere. So say someone in Delta or Healy or Wasilla or someone mm-hmm. wants to check it out, obviously there'd be, you know,
a fee,
but I can take the whole system down and I can bring it down and I can set it up all down there. So if you got a big man cave, you want to see if it'll fit in, we can break it down, bring it there, set it up, and see what you think about it.
Yeah.
And then you can actually get the whole system. Now, I do want to get back to what you were talking about on things on the horizon as far as the goggle goes. What you're referring to is augmented reality goggles.
Right.
So what's really neat about that is, like, instead of smoke, it can put barriers in the way as well.
Oh, yeah.
And what's also cool about this system is something we're working with TI is in the future we can actually set up a whole shoot house. So I can run multiple different projector screens through one computer system.
Yeah.
So I could actually have you walk through different rooms and set up different scenarios to where you're actually going to be going through a whole house full of different threats and stuff. So that's something that I've been working with them as well that might be in line
that's
for
great.
The future. So.
And again, we're going to have a chance. We're going to be at the outdoor show a week from today and the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to let people try this out. Real reasonable cost, and just get in there and test it out and see if you're interested maybe in getting into league play or maybe signing up for a class. Bring the wife. The women really seem to jump on this. I think it's the lack of intimidation if they're new shooters.
Yep.
They know they can't do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know, you know, if they're pointing a gun wrong, you let them know. So,
oh, yeah.
There's no projectiles going to come out of this gun. That's the most important thing. It can't hurt anybody, but we still want to practice gun safety.
Yep. And what's neat is I also do have a training gun that doesn't have recoil or anything. So say they just want to pull the trigger, or say I've got a small child that can't hold one of the SIGs because it's a little too heavy. I've got a Glock that I can pop a magazine out and make it a lot lighter, and then they can actually work on at least sight alignment, sight acquisition, and everything like
right.
that. So it's still something that they can play around with without being scared of, you know, something
right.
going wrong.
And again, Tuesday the 18th, we're having a fundraiser for Kevin McKinley, big gun pro-gun advocate, gun rights advocate. He's running for office here, and is you know, it's going to be a good opportunity to come down and just shoot, try it out for yourself between 5 and 7:30. On the 18th, you want to do that. We'll be at the outdoor show a week from this weekend. So if you've heard about Shooters and you're curious, go to shootersalaska.com or give us a call. What's a good phone number?
I believe it was 343-9491.
Yeah, and it's on the website.
Yep,
so
it's
you
on
can
the
go
website.
There. But if you have specific questions, you can call that number. And
that number goes directly to me.
Yeah,
so
you can answer
you have,
any questions
yep,
about
any questions anything. At all that you have, I can answer for
and
you.
And again, the scheduling is so easy. You go on there, you can book an hour.
Yep.
You can try it out, bring your friends, have a beer, have a burger.
Yep.
You know, they got good food over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really pretty cool deal. I've been talking with Josh Horner, who runs the Shooters Alaska upstairs in the Roundup Steakhouse and Saloon. We're looking forward to a couple of big events coming up, and it should be a busy winter. Anything else that – tell me about one person. You got about 1 minute. Tell me about one person in particular that just had a ball or a group of people that you remember.
I had a father bring his son in that he told me ahead of time. He was like, man, he's kind of a bit of a gamer. He's a little bit quiet. He's, you know – I want to get him a little more active and into shooting and stuff. And by the end of that hour, he was out shooting his father, his brother, and everyone else there. I mean, the kid was just a crack shot. And he had a lot of fun doing it. So,
yeah.
And they've been back since. So,
yeah.
It's been a lot
And you've
of fun.
Had church groups in there.
Yep, church groups, repeat customers. I mean, anyone that comes in there, they're like, yep, we're definitely going to be coming back. So, and the cool thing is if there's not something on the online, give me a call.
Yep.
And we can arrange some time.
So shootersalaska.com. I've been talking with Josh Horner upstairs at the Roundup. So check it out. And that does it for this episode of the Compo Outdoor Show. We'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.